Sometimes not having things go my way is the best thing that can happen to me. What you can see here in the video of this is that I've just got slapped around by the zombies on level 12 and I've died. So often that's the kind of situation that I would have flipped out over in the past. I would have got really upset, been all disgusted that how could this happen to me? I don't deserve this, that shouldn't have happened. I'd be trying to debate why I didn't get my way. And here's how crazy that is. If the universe and everything right now is saying that this is how things are, then it's pretty crazy to try and debate with that. Often, me not getting my way in my life has been some of the best things that have happened to me. For example, I dated a girl before, and I thought at one point that we'd get married and that my way, in other words, was to be with her for the rest of our lives. So it's at one point, that's what I considered my way. So then when she broke up with me, I thought I wasn't getting my way. I was really mad. I felt victimized, like she did something bad to me. And I thought the world was all against me. I was really frustrated. I was in a lot of pain over that. And what I never considered until at least 6 months later, if not years later, is that maybe her breaking up with me was a really good thing. Maybe me not getting my way was the best thing that could have happened. And now I'm grateful. I'm happily married. I have a wonderful life with a different girl today. And I have a much better relationship with my wife than I ever had with the girl I dated in college. And there's nothing wrong with that, because I would guess the girl I date in college also has a much better relationship with whoever she's with than she did with me. So in other words, me not getting my way at the time was the best thing that could have happened to everyone involved. No one benefits from two people having a mediocre relationship that's not fulfilling. And imagine that could be my way. To have a mediocre relationship that's not fulfilling, that while helpful at first, was not helpful for us in the long term. And that, I hope, is a good example you can see of me not getting my way being one of the best things that could happen to me. And if that's not enough of an example, I'll give you a couple more. So I had a job as a police officer, and I thought my way was to work there and have a career there. And so the day they all sat me down and took all my weapons off and asked me what I was going to do about all the things I'd done that they didn't like, I thought I wasn't getting my way. I thought I was really getting the shaft. I thought that they were all doing something to me, that I wasn't getting my way, that I should get to keep that job forever. So at the time, I was really upset and really frustrated. How dare they put me in a position where the only thing I can do is quit without having things just be more complicated and frustrating for everyone? How dare they do that to me? What I had no idea about was that the next day I would experience one of the greatest days of relief I've ever experienced in my life. It was such a weight all the time to know I had all these court cases coming up with other people that I had arrested. I had all of this stress from a job that I was not dealing with very well, that didn't go very well with my personality. And from all the stress of all the things I'd done against the rules, and then wondering when the judgment day was going to come for all those things. So I thought my way was to get to just do whatever I wanted as a police officer and be there and have them tolerate that and then be stressed and suffer through all that. And when I didn't get my way and when I had to go do something else, I felt gigantic relief. I could see that this was a great opportunity, that this was a wonderful gift, and that they had done me a huge favor by helping me see that stopping that line of work was the best thing for everyone. And another example of that. I used to want to get my way all the time in video games. When I played a game, I honestly expected that every fight should go my way. When I run into someone, I should just be able to kill them in the game, and they shouldn't be able to kill me. That when I, every game I play, I should be able to get the max kill streak in the game. And then anytime that didn't happen, frustration, anger, pain. And I would expect that I should have my way included having a higher than 1 KD ratio. So if, when I had a game where I didn't have at least a 1 KD ratio, I was mad. I was raging, I was screaming, I was blaming the other team. I was keeping my parents awake at night, cussing out the game. I was saying, it's lag, this effing lag. And all kinds of things like that over and over again. Because I felt like I wasn't getting my way. And yet, how many times did it take me to not get my way to figure this out? What did it take me so long to realize that getting my way didn't make me happy? I'm thankful I've got my way so many times in my life to see through the lie. The lie looks like this. Getting my way will make me happy. That if I'm not getting my way, I cannot be happy. So therefore, I must get my way. I will expect to get my way because I want to reasonably be happy. And if I don't get my way, like a baby, I will cry and scream until people give me my way out of sheer annoyance and aggravation. So you can see what a long journey it's been from that to understanding that often getting my way does not make me happy. And in fact, some of the happiest, best days I've had in my life have been the day after something big that I thought was a part of getting my way, like a relationship or a job. That often some of the best days I've had in my life have been right after I completely didn't get my way at all. So today I try and keep this in mind, which is why I'm talking with you about it. It's very easy for me to forget these things I've learned. So in talking with them about you, I remember them. So I'm grateful that you've listened to me talk about this here. And then that when I don't get my way the next time, I can quickly accept it and be okay with it. If the zombies don't give me the way I think they should, if I don't get to, say, level 56 on here because my record's 55, if I'm thinking my way is to have the best zombie game ever and I don't get it, maybe I'll remember this video at the end of the game and then I won't be upset. I pray today to remember that getting my way does not make me happy. I pray today to remember all the times where I didn't get my way and everything was okay. In fact, everything even worked out better than if I had got my way. That in fact, often the best thing that can happen to me is for me to not get my way. I pray that you have that same chance today to be perfectly happy not getting your way, and to not expect to be happy because you've got your way. They say it's better to be happy than right, and I sure believe that today. Thank you for watching. I hope you have a wonderful day today, whether you get your way or not.